You know what? You never know what guests are going to stop by the Nonsense Garage, but you can listen to Stacking Pennies every week on your favorite podcast platform, SiriusXM Channel 90 on Tuesdays, and the full YouTube version drops on NASCAR Channel on Wednesdays.
Brad Perez is going to bring out the caution flag here on lap number 64 as we come back. Brad, off the pace, down the back straightaway, coming to a virtual stop at the feet of Mike Bagley just outside of turn number 3. So we'll go back under the caution flag, third time. Cole Custer, lap 64, out front. Over Chandler Smith, Sammy Mayer, Riley Herbst, and Austin Hill. From Kansas Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Brad Perez brought out the caution flag. Then Brad got a push all the way to his pit stall. Hood is up there under caution for the third time. Cole Custer out front on lap number 66. Right now, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 AM WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. NASCAR coverage being brought to you in part by a Countryside Cooperative of Durand.
Spending a Saturday afternoon at the Kansas Speedway and running the Kansas Lottery 300. It is race one in the playoffs for the NASCAR Xfinity Series, the round of 12. Glad to have you with us on the Motor Racing Network. Jeff Strigl alongside is Alex Hayden and Todd Gordon. Out in the turns, it is Dave Moody and Mike Bagley. Up and down pit road, Steve Post and Alan Cavana. Time now for a mid-race update brought to you by Pfizer.
We've had six official lead changes at the start-finish line among four different drivers. Chandler Smith has led the most laps today, a total of 36. Cole Custer has led 17. Eric Almirola has led 12. And Brandon Jones, a single lap led. We work our third caution flag of the race. Sammy Smith put us under caution for the first time back on lap number 6, where he went for a spin-off turn number 2. The second was a simultaneous stage 1 ending and Taylor Gray engine expiring. And caution number 3, our latest for Brad Perez, who stalled on the racetrack.
Green light is on at the entrance to pit road. Most of the top 10, all of the top 10 will bypass it, but not everybody. Here comes Jesse Love onto pit road. Just a handful of drivers will make their way down. Jesse Love being one of them. Jesse Love, a playoff driver. Steve Post, what's the latest there?
Jesse Love has the wheeling colors on the Chevy Camaro SS, red and white car. Brings it all the way down here to the turn one end of pit road. He's been fighting a very tight condition on the race car. They're going to change some tires. Sunoco Racing fuel goes in the race car here. Danny Stockman, the crew chief on it, going to make some adjustments. There goes the chassis wrench into the left rear of the car. So they're just cars that have just been fighting that tight condition down here. Jeremy Clementson on pit road, Joey Gase is on pit road, and Alan, it looks like there's a few other cars down in front of you.
It's just Sammy Smith for me in terms of the playoff guys. Sammy Smith and crew, they just got a free pass. One of the laps came back, and they're working on that car continually. Again, just trying to salvage a day. But every time they come back in, a little more bare bond, a little more tape. That should improve the aero handling just a little bit. Again, every spot matters here in the playoffs. They are taking full advantage of every second they can get on pit road.
three playoff drivers came to pit lane. One is still there. Make it two still there. Sammy Smith, you just heard the report there. And now Shane Van Gisbergen, also an extended pit stop as they were working on the right rear corner of his race car, getting him back on the racetrack. And as Steve pointed out a moment ago, Jesse Love, the third of the three playoff drivers to pit.
Again, most of the top 15 staying on the racetrack. And that would be Cole Custer out front, lap 67. Still the yellow lights on all the way around the track. Chandler Smith, Sam Mayer, Riley Herbst, Austin Hill, top five. Sheldon Creed, sixth. All the top six playoff drivers. Seventh, Eric Almirola. Playoff driver Justin Allgaier, eighth. Connor Zilich, ninth. Playoff driver Parker Kligerman is 10th.
Now, running in position 13 is Brandon Jones. If you recall, had to make an unscheduled stop before he went back to green for loose lug nuts on the right front. And Todd, that's a driver that is rolling.
Yeah, when he came back out tail end of the longest line, basically behind all the lap down cars and everything, drove his way up to 13th. He picked any lane that was available to him. If it was the top, it was the top. If it was the bottom, it was the bottom. If there wasn't one, he'd squeeze it up through the middle. It was an impressive drive forward to 13th. I'm really curious whether this continues forward after this caution.
And Mike Bagley, Kansas Speedway, perfect for a driver like that. If the top doesn't work, go to the bottom. Bottom doesn't work, try the middle.
So versatile. And we've seen every lane used so far today, Jeff. Once these restarts happen, everybody migrates to the top. Some will stay at the bottom. But as these tires fade and as these tires give up, that's when the hunt for the fast race lane begins. And we've seen every inch of this banking used so far. And we're not even halfway yet.
Nope, we're not. 68 laps of 200 have been complete. That gives us 132 remaining here. 22 to go here in stage number two. Eric Almirola, non-playoff driver, won stage number one. Chandler Smith and Cole Custer, playoff drivers, along with Sam Mayer, Sheldon Creed, Austin Hill, Justin Allgaier, Riley Herbst, and Parker Kligerman all scored points in stage one.
Sam Mayer ready to go on the inside. Behind him, Riley Herbst. Behind Riley is Eric Almirola. To the outside, Cole Custer, Chandler Smith, Austin Hill, green flag goes back in the air. Lap number 69. We're at it again here in Kansas.
And once again, Cole Custer dominates the restart, drives away immediately by a car length over Sam Mayer. Chandler Smith trying to follow in the hard way around.
Oh, trouble off turn two. Justin Allgaier gets turned around. He'll spin to the bottom of the back straightaway. He leaned on Sheldon Creed coming out of two, and he'll spin to the inside of the back stretch. Justin Allgaier going for a solo slide halfway down the back straightaway.
Things got hemmed up behind Sheldon Creed. Looked like he had to roll out of the throttle. Sheldon Creed did, coming up off turn number two and nowhere to go. And Mike Bagley, it was on from there.
And there is damage to the left front of Justin Allgaier's car. He just punched the inside safer barrier. He has damage on the left front. He has damage on the left rear. He can hardly steer the car. He's on the apron. Darts up onto the banking, brings it down onto the apron, trying to get to pit road. A disastrous lap 69 for Justin Allgaier.
And Alex called it perfectly. They were all jammed up behind Sheldon Creed. They actually at one point stacked them four wide. Justin Allgaier, nowhere to go, gets turned into the inside retaining wall. And Allen, now he's on pit road.
They're going to try to fix it. I'm walking down there now. They're trying to assess as much as they can, but it's all left front. They're going to jack up the left side of it and see what they have to do there. So I'll run down there and get the report on it. Bad day so far, though, for the 7.
Yeah, heavy contact with the inside safer barrier for Justin Allgaier. Team does not have quit in them. However, they are battling the damaged vehicle policy clock.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with Geico, we hired a Shakespearean actor.
Oh, woe is me. Wherefore art thy claims help when I hadst a fender bender?
Pardon the interruption, but when you file a claim with Geico, your claims team will be in touch right away.
But willest they forget about me later when thou needest updates?
No. They'll always be there to, helpeth you out.
Well, I suppose that I should bemoan something else, like my lactose intolerance. Oh, why'st must Derry disagree with me so savagely?
Geico, great service without all the drama.
Relive the thrills of over 50 years of NASCAR racing with the Motor Racing Network's Classic Racing.
36th Annual Southern 500. They come down to the start-finish line. Bill Elliott and David Pearson get down.
We dig into the MRN audio vault for unforgettable races and moments.
Dale Jarrett's got the lead. Earnhardt's not going to get him. Dale Jarrett is going to win the Daytona 500.
Available on MRN.com and podcast platforms.
Fallon Kulwicki out of turn number four, the new Winston Cup champion. He does it across the line.
MRN Classic Races.
From Kansas Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
As a preferred customer of Adam Super Service of Durand, receive $30 off an oil change when you get 5 oil changes. Every oil change at Adam Super Service includes up to 5 quarts of oil, filter, lube, and the ASE certified technicians will do a complete safety check of your vehicle. Adam Super Service, your partner's network car care center, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Daily Money Management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, Daily Money Management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 WRDN brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. For job opportunities, visit martin.com. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
We welcome you back to Kansas Speedway on a sunny Saturday afternoon. Glad you can spend your time with us, however you're listening to us and wherever you're listening to us from. We welcome you to Kansas Speedway, the Kansas Lottery 300, the opening round of the playoffs for the NASCAR Xfinity Series. Cole Custer is the race leader as we work our fourth caution flag of the race.
That was brought out by Justin Allgaier, who nosed his Chevrolet into the inside retaining wall just leaving his pit road. Alan, you've been down there, you've been watching. What are you seeing? What are you hearing?
Well, they did as much as they could on the first go-around, just trying to put a bandage on it, if you will. They had the saw out. The whole front left is really caved in the wheel well, so they cut a part of that right off the car again, just trying to make sure there's clearance. There was talk about cutting some bars down there, but they just wanted to get it rolling so they could get it back and buy themselves some more time here on pit road. One big thing they want to do is they jumped on the hood to make sure it's sealed. You know, there's no air or anything leaking down there. They want to make sure it's as aerodynamic as possible if they can get back out there and make some laps, but right now they just wanted to make sure everything, the tires were clear, they can make another lap and come back down and continue to work on the damage. It's all on the left front though, so that's a positive for this team.
Justin Allgaier currently 35th, 2 laps down as we run, and how does that translate to where we're running in the championship points here in the playoffs? He's now down to 7th, only 10 points above the cut line.
Todd, you come to this first race of the playoffs, the first race of the round of 12, we talk about it time and time again, and it's obviously it's out of their control, some of it. You try to be mistake-free, get in, get out without an issue. Sammy Smith, issue. A.J. Allmendinger has had his issues on and off the track down on pit road. Now Justin Allgaier, these drivers are digging a hole and it becomes very difficult to get out of.
This is why as a crew chief I always preach that this first round is about hitting base hits. Execute. Don't put yourself in bad positions. Come back out of here with a good day, because out of the 12 guys that are here, 4 of them won't do that. Let's not be one of them.
Now, for Justin Allgaier, this is a team that has maybe by no fault of their own come in with no momentum. They have now been involved in an accident in 4 consecutive races, and this being the playoff opener, again, not by his fault by any stretch of the imagination, where Sheldon Creed just simply had to roll out of the throttle, running out of real estate, top side of turn number 2, and everybody just basically bottlenosed right up behind him.
Let's talk more about Justin Allgaier, a driver that has made just shy of 500 career starts. This, by the way, is a career start 465. He's won 25 times at this level. He's a fan favorite. He's done everything at this level, with the exception
win a championship. Yeah, and he's done so many good things for the sport of NASCAR racing. He was a NASCAR Cup Series driver for a while in the Xfinity Series with another Illinois-based person. Of course, he's from Riverton, Illinois, right in the heart of the Lincoln State. And his partner and his sponsor, Brandt Professional Agriculture, Rick Brandt and that entire Brandt family, also based just outside of Springfield, Illinois, they have partnered up with Justin Allgaier, and they've done tremendous things together, both on and off the racetrack, but they're just not able, as of yet, to get through and get the big prize in the championship. And no, he's not out of it by any stretch of the imagination. You get three races in this round to try to advance to the next round, and he came in here with the most points out of anybody, but finds himself right now only plus 10 to the cut line.
Alex, the news is getting worse for Justin Allgaier as he was hustling to play catch-up with the field for the restart. He's got a definite tire rub on that left-hand side, so as hard as they work to try and clear the tires, it didn't get done.
And it doesn't surprise, I don't think, any of us at all. He took a big shot to the inside retaining wall. The fact that he is out there, the fact the car is even rolling, is a bit of a surprise to, I think, all of us. Will it be up to speed? We're about to find out. Green flag coming back out on lap 75.
Allgaier stays on the racetrack. He has to meet minimum speed set by NASCAR before the race starts. If he does so, the damaged vehicle policy clock goes off. They can take their time working on the car. Green flag back in the air. Sheldon Creed's going to force them four wide.
Four wide heading into turn number one. They'll get a little bit more cautious and go to three deep. Not for long, though. Sam Mayer on the bottom. He's got the lead off turn two.
Sam Mayer will claim the lead halfway down the back straightaway. That'll leave Eric Almirola to race side by side with Cole Custer for second, with Chandler Smith looking on in fourth.
Sam Mayer has never led at the Kansas Speedway, but he may lead right now. Cole Custer right there stalking him to the line. Sam Mayer will lead lap number 76. Further back, Alex Hayden, an update on Justin Allgaier.
He hit the wall going into turn number three, and Allgaier's back on the pit lane. This time the damage is on the right side of the car. The battle for the lead's on the backstretch.
It is Sam Mayer now. That'll claim the lead with that ongoing battle between Almirola and Custer for second. They have pulled away now from Chandler Smith as Connor Zillitz behind them breaks into the top five.
Justin Allgaier is going to take his car behind the wall. An update coming soon. Top four, nose to tail. Mayer, Custer, Eric Almirola, and Chandler Smith.
And you can add a new name to that top five, young Connor Zillitz, who struggled mightily in the early laps with an ill-handling race car. They tweaked on it. He's done some learning, and he is fifth on the backstretch.
He is trying to catch Chandler Smith for fourth as this ongoing battle for second continues. Almirola to the inside of Custer. Almirola with the slide job.
He took Custer way up the racetrack. Cole Custer had two options: wreck Eric Almirola or roll out of the throttle and let him go. He chose the latter.
We'll see how the general feels about that as he shadows Eric Almirola now into turn number one. Almirola goes to the bottom. Custer goes to the middle. Chandler Smith goes to the top. Nobody able to make up any ground.
Almirola gets the spot. He'll pull away by two. Now as Custer falls into the clutches of Chandler Smith, this is the battle for third.
And Brandon Jones is rolling. You heard Todd Gordon talk about Brandon Jones just a little while ago. By Jesse Love, by Parker Kligerman, running right now to the outside of Ryan Sieg. Let's follow Brandon Jones back to turn number one.
He dusts off the Ryan Sieg machine with an outside pass down the front straightaway into turn one. He'll slide up to the outside retaining wall, put the crosshairs on his team car back to Benedetto.
Brandon Jones right now up to 10th, faces a challenge from Ryan Sieg in the 11th spot, closer to the front. Battle for second is back on between Custer and Almirola.
Yeah, Cole Custer dove all the way to the bottom of the racetrack in turn number four, had a good look to the inside of Eric Almirola, but Eric, Dave, continues the momentum.
And the harder they race, the better Sam Mayer likes it. Mayer's lead still about six, maybe seven car lengths over Almirola. Cole Custer another five back, five more to Chandler Smith.
Seven back to Connor Zillitz. That rounds out the top five as everybody now starts to take a breath. recharge and refuel and just basically recover from this most recent restart.
Dave and Mike giving you the top five. Mayer, Almirola, Custer, Chandler Smith, Connor Zilich. The rest of the top 10, Austin Hill, Riley Herb, Sheldon Creed, Matt DiBenedetto, and Brandon Jones. That ongoing battle for second doesn't go away. Eric Almirola's got it. Custer trying to take it away. Further back, Mike, Austin Hill, Riley Herbst, they continue to battle for six.
That is the battle just outside of the top five, with Austin Hill the better of that battle. But Hill now looks in the rearview mirror, sees Riley Herbst taking a swing to the outside as Hill dials up the low lane.
Stays right on the bottom of the track, does Austin Hill, all the way through turns three and four. Keeps his car wound up, that blue and white Chevrolet. Right behind him, Riley Herbst again looks for room to pass.
Battle for second heats up. Eric Almirola had a bit of a bobble exiting turn four. Battle-o's Cole Custer right back on his rear bumper.
Couple of solid battles inside of the top 10. We're discussing the Almirola Custer battle for second, and then this ongoing battle between Austin Hill, Riley Herbst for that spot, with Sheldon Creed closing in.
Boy, and well put by Dave and by Mike. The ongoing will not go away battles that we have. We've got a good one between Eric Almirola, Custer, and Chandler Smith. You've got battles further back. We've been watching Brandon Jones, Austin Hill, and Riley Herbst. All the while, Sam Mayer shows the way. Driver out of Franklin, Wisconsin, age 21, has never led at the Kansas Speedway, Alex Hayden, until now, and they are looking good.
Yeah, they are, and he has really figured out intermediate-style racetracks, and we'll take Atlanta Motor Speedway out of the equation, given that it has now turned into a drafting track. But when you look at traditional mile-and-a-halves, the last five of them, Sam Mayer has two wins, four top-five finishes. The only other finish outside of the top five in the last 5 mile-and-a-half tracks was at Las Vegas back in March. He finished 38th after an incident, but Sam Mayer has figured out how to drive these tracks. And Todd Gordon, what is it about it? Because these are big, sweeping racetracks, but for a driver, it takes some finesse.
Yeah, understanding how the air works, understanding how the momentum works, and everything of the using the different lanes when you've got different things. Steve Post, what do you got to add to this?
Yeah, and really, you talked about finesse. They've been close all race long. Sam Mayer has got incredible talent. He's done good on these intermediate tracks, but he's also got Marty Lindley atop the pit box, and Marty has just done a masterful job coaching this young driver, and they've been close. It's been a little bit of lateral grip one time that they complained about, but this car has been good all day long, and now as we've gotten close to the mid stages, the car's gone from good to great. So going to be interested to see what they do over the course of it, how they adapt, how they adjust. They've got a few more pit stops, but right now, Sam Mayer, led by veteran crew chief Marty Lindley, it's an awful good combination, and they've been able to shine, as Alex just pointed out, on these intermediate racetracks.
And they needed it. They have not been good. As a matter of fact, you could probably say they've been bad ever since they came out of Pocono. 37th at Indianapolis, 37th at Michigan, 36th at Atlanta, out front right now, a winner at Texas, a winner at Iowa. And Dave Moody, out in turn two, if you're going to get good for Sam Mayer, now's a good time to start.
It's a good time to have a good time. There's no doubt about it. What you've done up until now, it can impact where you stand coming into a race like this, Mike Bagley. But if you put it in the wind to get it out front the way Sam Mayer has, it can change your fate in an instant.
And that is paying dividends for Sam Mayer right now. Remember, Eric Almirola was one of the fastest cars earlier on in the race. Eric can't even get to him. Eric's doing everything he can, but right now it's Mayer by four car lengths.
Off turn number four, two laps to go here in stage number two. Sam Mayer, playoff driver. Almirola is not, but Almirola is catching him.
He has closed the gap now from four car lengths down to just two. Maybe Eric Almirola has saved a little something for the final couple of laps. He skirts the safer barrier. There he comes on the backstretch.
Sam Mayer leads now by one car length. Almirola is there. Mayer's going to take it to the top of the racetrack. That's going to force Almirola to dip the nose of that Toyota to the middle of the banking off the corner.
Pay window is open. Stage points on the line. Can Sam Mayer close it out and get them all? He needs them all. But Eric Almirola is right there with them.
Mayer now both eyes on the rearview mirror, trying to play a little bit of defense. He gets a good entry into turn number one. Pulls away by another car length. The margin is two off turn two.
Eric Almirola is so strong off the second corner. Gets a good head of steam up the back straightaway. He's going to go to the bottom of the racetrack. Mayer's going to take it topside, side by side for the lead in Kansas.
Here they come to the green and white checkered flag and a stage win on the line. Eric Almirola will roll out of the throttle. He lost the nose of his car. And Sam Mayer will win stage number two. Trouble off turn four. Riley Herbst goes for a spin coming to the green and white checkered flag. He'll slide to the grass. He may give up stage points in a rough finish coming to the stage for Riley Herbst. The top 10 that do get credit for points. It's Sam Mayer winning the stage. Eric Almirola second. Cole Custer third. Chandler Smith fourth. Connor Zilich will be fifth. Austin Hill sixth. Sheldon Creed seventh. Brandon Jones eighth. Matt DiBenedetto ninth. And Ryan Sieg will be 10th.
And Riley Herbst will be 16th off the front bumper of Austin Hill. As Alex Hayden pointed out, charging back to the green and white checkered flag. They tangle. Riley goes around, finishes outside of the top 10 and scores no stage points. Yellow lights are on around the racetrack. Sam Mayer, his second stage win of 2024.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls trip moments. Your can't miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Stage two is complete. Pit stops will be coming up shortly, and an update on Riley Herbst and what may be going through his mind. We'll talk about that in a moment from Kansas Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
We're here for you 24/7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
We have a lot to get to, but let's start first with Justin Allgaier, who has just come from the care center.
He's checked and cleared, but frustrating day, Justin. What happened on the track?
I don't really know. Really frustrating to have a day like today with as good of a van pressure at Ultra Camaro as we had, and that restart there. The inside row kind of drove up to the top, and Sheldon, I don't know what happened with Sheldon there. We were all lifting, and I mean, I was completely off the gas and just trying to manage it, and we just ran out of room there, and it's so frustrating. I don't know that I've ever had a stretch like we've had the last few weeks in this sport, and I don't really know what we got to do different, but proud of the team, proud of the effort. They brought a really fast Camaro to the racetrack this weekend. It looks like Sam won the stage right there, I think. So, you know, Junior Motorsports Camaros are really good. Just going to have to go next two races, and you know, luckily we had a little bit of a points buffer, but that's gone, and we're going to have to figure it out.
It's far from over in terms of the playoffs. What do you look back on? What do you dig into in terms of your experience to get through the next 2 weeks?
No, just that experience. You know, we got two kind of wild card races, but I feel good about, you know, the program that we have and the Super Speedway program and the road course program that we've got at Junior Motorsports. So, you know, it's not that we can't do it. We just got to go execute the next 2 weeks.
Justin Allgaier, tough start to these playoffs.
Yeah, it sure is. As pit stops just took place, Steve Post, what'd you have down there?
Boy, we had Chandler Smith's crew just busting off a quick one down here. They come in four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel. He needs a little bit more grip. He feels like the right rear of the car is not down in the racetrack, so they made a minor air pressure adjustment. Four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel. They won the battle off from pit road. Cole Custer pretty happy with the car. Leads a little bit more overall grip. Four tires, Sunoco Fuel. Flipped over, Austin Hill said his car was very, very tight, and that's what kind of led him up into Riley Herbst's car coming to the stage end, and it's four tires Sunoco Racing Fuel as well. Riley Herbst, they gave that car a pretty good once-over, taking a look at it to make sure the damage is. Right now, Davin Restivo says it looks like it's all right, but they're bringing him down in, and he's weaving the car now as he heads back on the racetrack, just weaving it back and forth to make sure they have good clearance on the wheels.
Chandler Smith, the first off of pit road in front of Cole Custer and Eric Almirola. That's a top three off of pit road. We'll recap it for you when we come back.
This NASCAR playoffs, if you like things spicy, Toyota Racing is looking for you. No, we don't care if you can handle the five-alarm chili or that eternal inferno salsa.
Oh, boy. Ooh.
Can you handle how spicy these playoffs will be when the temperature rises on racing's biggest stage?
Water. Please.
If you're ready for some serious heat, we want you. Be part of the action at toyota.com/racing. Toyota, let's go places. NASCAR is a registered trademark of National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, Inc.
I'm Kim Coon.
And I'm Ryan Forrest.
Join us every week for Around the Track. We'll get you ready for the upcoming racing action, whether you'll be attending in person or watching at home.
We showcase young and upcoming drivers and tell you what to watch for in all the NASCAR regional series. Plus, our attraction segment gives you all the fan activities, concerts, and tailgating fun at each event.
The betting segment will help you win some easy money, and we've got driver suggestions to pump up your fantasy roster. Check out Around the Track each Wednesday on NASCAR's YouTube channel.
From Kansas Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
Imagine you're on a John Deere mower. The smooth ride lets you escape into your yard. Intuitive controls make you feel like you're one with the machine. And with attachments for every season, you can enjoy it all year long. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a Deere. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
From Lake Pepin to Osseo's Martha Lake and everywhere in between, your home for local severe weather coverage is Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
We wrapped up the stage with Riley Herbst spinning off of turn number four. Austin Hill was nearby. After he was able to right the car, talking about Riley Herbst, he then drove by this car and that car and all the way from the tail almost up to Austin Hill. But it would appear as though voices in his earbuds may have said, think twice about this. This is a long race. His spotter, by the way, is Joe Campbell, more than likely in his ear saying, do not do this. Posty, do not do this means do not drive up there. Do not do something dumb that could get us a penalty. And Riley Herbst waved it off.
Yeah, he did. And they were just screaming on the radio for him to get back into line, to get back into line. And he ultimately did and came down pit road. I had indicated he was weaving the tires because, well, he was worried about the tire clearance. Well, he kind of made a little weave and a bob toward Austin Hill's pit as far as that goes. To Austin's side of this, the car is very tight, so the car's sliding up the racetrack up off from the corner. But his interpretation of it is that Riley was sideways before Austin even got close to him. Austin Austin was simultaneously sliding nose up the racetrack, but Austin didn't feel like there was much he could do. He feels like he was almost avoiding the spinning Riley Herbst before he got there.
The video evidence would support that. Yeah, it looked like Riley Herbst, the back of his Ford, was beginning to break free just before Austin Hill got there. Not sure if Riley had to crack the throttle or not, but yeah, Riley was starting to spin. That may be one after he goes back and looks at the replay when this is all said and done. He might give it the old whoopsie.
Yeah, and it's a good thing that he didn't get a penalty or do something that he would have regretted, because I agree with you, and I think Todd does, and I think anybody that has seen the video replay would agree that Austin had nothing to do with it. It was Riley getting loose off of turn four, and Austin just happened to be there, and around goes Riley and through the grass. But that is now behind us. What's ahead of us? The final 103 laps here. The NASCAR Xfinity Series running the Kansas Lottery 300, ready to go back under the green flag. It comes out on lap number 97 with Chandler Smith at the point.
And he'll be the control car as they hit the Geico restart zone, and the green flag goes back in the air. Cole Custer on the front row to the inside. Sheldon Creed outside on the second row pushes his teammate to the lead.
This time Custer unable to get that good jump at the drop of the green flag. He's going to get shuffled back to second, maybe third, and Chandler Smith works his way to the lead.
Here's Smith. He'll grab the point. Custer's able to wedge his way under Creed and in front of him. Here's Connor Zillich. He'll open up the inside line, dive to the inside of Creed in a battle for third.
Boy, Connor is rolling all the way up to third by Sheldon Creed, trying to run down the top two, and the top two have got a good battle between them, and it's for the lead. Cole Custer and Chandler Smith.
Custer did not have the momentum on the restart, but he's got it now. He's going to go upstairs all the way to the penthouse, trying to make a run at Chandler Smith to the lead.
It will not work that time through, at least. He'll settle in and ride in second. Mid-pack, there is a hornet's nest. You got him two and three wide leaning on each other. Parker Retzloff, Daniel Dyes in the middle of that. So is Parker Klingerman, and Eric Almirola smack dab in the middle as well.
This is from 12th on back as they pour off turn number four. Retzloff is getting out of that mess. Shane Van Gisbergen, a playoff driver, smack dab in the middle of it.
Eric Almirola trying to find his way through in that outside lane. A little further down, Matthew Benedetto is there. Daniel Dye is there. It is indeed a hornet's nest.
They are trying to get all that sorted out. Closer to the front, here's a challenge and change for the 10th position. Jesse Love getting bypassed by Corey Heim.
Good call there, Mike. Let's go back, though, and pick up as they come off turn four. They are three wide, at least two rows deep. Shane Van Gisbergen is right there. Parker Klingerman and others. Dave?
That's only going to work for so long before somebody puts a foot in the wrong position. They're not hearing it yet. They're still three wide all the way through turn two.
Here's Shane Van Gisbergen now with company to his left elbow. Eric Almirola, that driver that'll punch a hole to the inside. Behind them, side by side and three wide, Leland Honeyman, Matt DiBenedetto, and Anthony Alfredo are there.
Great racing there mid-pack. Also up for the number six spot where Ryan Sieg is on the move on Brandon Jones.
Brandon Jones running right in the middle of the banking. Down low now, it'll be Ryan Sieg not far behind them. A rebounding Sam Mayer and A.J. Allmendinger.
Ryan Sieg with a good run out of two was digging hard, trying to open up that inside line. The problem for Ryan, he wasn't close enough to make the pass. He'll try yet again in three.
Boy, and A.J. Allmendinger being right there also just shows the resilience of A.J. as a driver and that team. They were down, just not out, and now they are rallying back. They are up to ninth, running right behind Sam Mayer. A.J. Allmendinger, Alex Hayden, refusing to throw the towel in.
Absolutely right. He's still winless this year. He's gotten accustomed to winning here in the NASCAR Xfinity Series, going all the way back to 2019. Allmendinger's won every year he's been in the series, except for this year, Steve Post, at least not yet.
At least not yet. A.J. Allmendinger had the chance. I had the chance to sit down with him on Tuesday Media Day, and he's very optimistic about going forward with this program. He's having a really good run. run here today. The car was very loose, but they've got it dialed in pretty good. As you guys have indicated, right now Ride's in the nine spot. AJ knows this round is a round to shine. He's really good at the big super speedways. Talladega's coming up next, and he is licking his chops for the third race here. The Roval is the third race. AJ Allmendinger thinks he can get wins and run for a championship this season. He's having a very solid day here right now at Kansas after a little bit of a rough start. It really dialed this car in nicely.
Another driver licking his chops, running third, Connor Zilich. Right now he is riding just a car length behind Cole Custer. Cole running second to Chandler Smith.
Off turn two and onto the back straightaway they come. You've got Custer in second, who's beginning to lose touch with Chandler Smith and feeling a lot of company on his back bumper. Connor Zilich looking for a way through to take that spot away.
Connor Zilich, the bright yellow KOA campground car, now works into the number three spot. He's a driver that all he does is win, win, win. He's undefeated in the NASCAR Xfinity Series after winning at Watkins Glen International. He's won 5 of 7 ARCA Menards Series races, and Mike, he's on the charge again.
Yeah, it looked like he had a great run coming out of two. Looked like he was going to open the inside lane, but he couldn't do it. He's going to go to the top shelf this time through, trying to get an outside line rolling against Cole Custer in this battle for second.
94 laps are now remaining in this event. Let's give you a quick look at the top 10. Chandler Smith out front. Cole Custer, Connor Zilich running for second. Sheldon Creed is alone in fourth. Austin Hill same in fifth. Brandon Jones, Ryan Sieg battling for sixth. Eighth, Sam Mayer, A.J. Allmendinger ninth. Corey Heim right now running 10th.
As a matter of fact, we'll run you down the entire leaderboard, and it's presented by NAPA. Elevate your engine's performance and help it run cleaner, longer, with the advanced formulation and protection of NAPA full synthetic engine oil, available at NAPA locations nationwide.
I gave you the top 10 here on lap 107. 11th right now is Josh Williams. He's having a good afternoon. Eric Almirola trying to climb back up the leaderboard. He led and has won some stages here. He is right now 12th. Jesse Love 13th. Parker Rusloff 14th. Parker Kligerman 15th. Riley Herbst 16th. 17th to Daniel Dye. 18th to Matt DiBenedetto. Kyle Sieg 19th, and Brennan Poole is 20th.
Shane Van Gisbergen has had a rough afternoon. He's 21st. Jeb Burton 22nd. Anthony Alfredo is 23rd. Leland Honeyman 24th. Kyle Weatherman goes 25th. J.J. Yaley is 26th. Ryan Ellis 27th. Joey Gase is 28th. Sammy Smith 29th, and Jeremy Clements is 30th.
31st, Dawson Cram. 32nd is Patrick Emmerling. 33rd, Blaine Perkins. 34th, Ryan Vargas. Logan Braden right now is 35th. 36th, Justin Allgaier. More on Justin and the point implication here in a moment. Brad Perez out of the race, 38th. 37th. Taylor Gray out of the race, 38th. That's a look at the leaderboard on lap 109. Chandler Smith showing the way. What does that mean as far as the playoff picture is concerned?
As the green flag flew today in the Kansas Lottery 300, Justin Allgaier was the top of the point standings with 27 points to his advantage. But after the crash, he now is only 4 points to the good. Shane Van Gisbergen, he was on the good side when the green flag flew. He was plus 10. Shane Van Gisbergen now is below the cut line at minus 1. A.J. Allmendinger and Riley Herbst are tied for the last spot in on the points.
The NASCAR Powerball Playoff is back and ready to make a new millionaire in Victory Lane.
Oh, it's you! Stephanie!
Last year, it happened to Stephanie. This year, it could be you winning $1 million at NASCAR Championship Weekend. Head to Powerball.com for the list of participating lotteries and join the race for $1 million. Powerball, the official lottery game of NASCAR and home to the NASCAR Powerball Playoff.
Do you have an unused car, truck, motorcycle, boat, or RV taking up space? Put it to good use by donating it to the NASCAR Foundation. Proceeds help fund medical resources for children in our racing community. Your wheels can heal. Call 844-NASCAR-9 and we'll come tow away your vehicle for free. The process is quick and your gift is tax deductible. Call 844-NASCAR-9 to donate your vehicle to the NASCAR Foundation today. Your donation will help our children survive and thrive.
88 laps to go in the Kansas Lottery 300. Chandler Smith, a playoff driver, is up front. He has been the driver today that's led the most laps, a total of 55. Cole Custer second on the lead lap count at 26. Cole Custer is second on the racetrack. Connor Zilich rounds out the top three. From Kansas Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Hello?
Sherry, guess what? I sold my house in 4 hours.
No way.
My realtor wanted to reduce the price, but I told her having fiber optics all the way to my home can increase the value by $5,000.
And?
I got my full price.
Wow.
Fiber optic broadband was a must-have for the buyers because they telecommute.
I need fiber optic broadband for our house.
You do. Just call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 715-231-2000.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets, FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
NASCAR Xfinity Series in the midst of the Kansas Lottery 300, 85 laps to go. We've had Chandler Smith be the driver. He's got a 1.1 second lead over Cole Custer. Chandler has been the guy that has been consistently at the front of the field, but Todd Gordon, there have been other drivers that had their time towards the top of the leaderboard, have found themselves at the back and trying to rally.
Yeah, we talked earlier about Brandon Jones and his drive from tail end forward. We had a couple in this last situation. Riley Herbst got spun coming to it, lost his track position, ended up 16th, I think, and came to the back. He has recovered all the way up to 14th at this point. A good drive going forward, only to be trumped by Eric Amarola's position. Had to repit, make sure everything was good. He has gotten up into the top 10 at this point with a really impressive drive.
Just got by A.J. Allmendinger just a lap ago. Eric Almirola has rebounded to ninth. Chandler Smith, though, has been the dominant car here, Postman. He has led 60 laps so far of the 117 complete. 83 laps to go. Let's talk strategy to wrap this thing up in the Kansas Lottery 300. Posty?
Teams were last on pit road at the end of stage number 2. That was lap 94, so that puts a split to the end of the race right around lap 147. That's 53 laps from the end, 53 laps from the last caution. The fuel window is not much higher than that, maybe as high as 60, but there was some concern that they weren't even going to go 60 laps. So if we stay green, I would expect teams to come down lap 145 and 150. Now that would be if they do one pit stop to the end. Alan Cavada, there may be another key there that might make that pit stop not the last one they do here for the afternoon.
Well, all the teams have two sets of Goodyears left, so there is the potential for two pit stops. Ideally, you open the fuel window, you come down, you get that one set, and you save a set for the end of the race should there be a late caution, potentially in overtime. But, Steve, let's say there's a caution just before the fuel window opens. There will be temptation for some of these teams to come down then, take that set of tires. That means speed. That means fresh rubber. So there will be some decisions made about when and if a caution falls, or if you just run out the race and end the race with a set of tires in the pits.
That's going to be something we'll pay close attention to as this race rolls on. We're down to 81 laps to go now of the scheduled 200. Chandler Smith, Cole Custer, Connor Zilich, Sheldon Creed, and Austin Hill are your top five.
And what Alan and Steve were just pointing out, and I think it bears repeating, brand new Goodyear Racing Eagles Todd Gordon is a difference of about 15 miles an hour compared to what we're seeing with tire falloff. A pole speed at 175. Right now, they are running laps out here at 158. Ill-handling race cars, like Mike and Dave have been pointing out, sliding around this racetrack. An opportunity for brand new Goodyear Racing Eagles. I don't think anybody's going to pass on that.
Yeah, I don't either. It just depends on where the situation comes. When you're limited on sets, you got two sets delays. Alan brought up there. Steve said probably 147. Being a crew chief, I'm thinking that fuel window, he's heard about 60. I think 140. Maybe those crew chiefs are giving him a little bit of malarkey. Might be 138. I'm going to come as soon as my fuel window opens and know I've got that set if we get a late caution.
There was a challenge and change inside the top 10. Eric Almirola got by Sam Mayer. That was for position number 8. There's a good race on going off turn 2 right in front of Dave Moody.
Yeah, they got a car up into the wall. They were 3 wide coming through turns 1 and 2. And one machine got up into the safer barrier. They've all sorted it out now as they make their way down the backstretch.
That's Corey Heim. They got pinned into the outside wall racing with Riley Herbst and Parker Kligerman. Corey Heim able to continue, but not after contact. Into the wall, coming to the back straightaway.
Josh Williams also in that mix as well. That continues to be a good three-car battle again, just outside of the top 10.
Here they come into turn number 1. This time everybody's got to mind their manners and behave themselves. I've been watching Eric Almirola's progress up through the field. Mike Bagley, he is running so close to the fence, it'll just take your breath away in turns 2 and 3.
Yeah, watching him dance along the wall. The back end will kick out just a tick. He'll correct and basically just working his way against the wall. He's clipped it a time or two, but it is fascinating to watch him and all these drivers that decide to lay that right rear quarter panel up against the outside wall and still stay in the gas at the same time.
Corey Heim, after getting into the safer barrier in that knot of traffic, has now elected to come to the pit lane with damage down the right side of his car. Alan?
Yeah, they decided to come down. They weren't sure at first. They wanted to see if they could get back up to speed, but it was just too much to bear at the moment, so they're coming in for 4 fresh Goodyears. Fill it full of Sunoco fuel and take the opportunity for a handling adjustment.
125 laps are now complete. 75 remain. Chandler Smith out front over Cole Custer, Connor Zilich, Sheldon Creed, and Austin Hill. That is your top 5.
Me. I can't wait for golf this weekend, huh, buddy? Time flies. Love you, man. Oh, don't forget your knee brace again. We aren't in college anymore.
Moments together matter, so help protect yourself from RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV, and there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
This is what being a NASCAR fan is all about.
The win at Talladega.
Singular history and tradition.
Thank you, everybody, for coming out. This is so special.
And triple header playoffs action to ratchet up the stakes.
We gotta go.
Throw in a can't-miss concert, camping, and the legendary atmosphere of Talladega Boulevard. And you've got more than a race. You've got Talladega. NASCAR Playoffs Weekend at Talladega, October 4th through the 6th. Get your tickets now at TalladegaSuperspeedway.com.
Eric Almirola on pit road, last lap. We'll update you on that in a moment. No change in the top 5. 74 to go here at Kansas. Chandler Smith has had the dominating car here this afternoon. He's led 70 laps. He's out front right now over Cole Custer from Kansas Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Adams Super Service of Durand.
Chandler Smith right now showing the way, but Cole Custer now reeling him in. That is the battle for the lead. Chandler Smith over Cole Custer. Connor Zilich looking on, Alex Hayden. Chandler's had the dominating car, but Cole Custer has just been there all day long.
Very consistent, both of these drivers have inside the top three all afternoon long. There is traffic on the horizon as they go to turn one.
Indeed, and what had been a bit of a walk in the park lately for Chandler Smith now has turned into a race for the lead. Cole Custer has reeled him in. He's within five car lengths on the back straightaway.
Yeah, he's got that lap traffic to deal with, so he's got to tend to that while also keep an eye on the rearview mirror and see what Cole Custer's going to do. Now the lap traffic is going to go double wide in front of Chandler. One, though, will give way and head to pit road.
And we will see that happen here, Mike, on lap 131. Now that battle for the lead right now separated by just five car lengths, so quickly to pit road. We saw Eric Almirola come there just a few short laps ago. And Alan, you can explain why.
Yeah, we talked about how dangerously close to the wall he was moving, and he was going through the field, but he got a little too close, brushed the wall, and turned into a flat tire. But what's interesting, though, when they came into the pits and changed the tire, it didn't look flat. I was down here with the Goodyear official asking, is there a flat tire? And it was a little confusion at first, but when you put all your weight on the right rear tire, you could see there was no air in it. Eric Almirola made the right call. It was flat. They had to come in and change it.
Almirola, 26th, one lap down, and he is not in position to get a free pass if a caution flag comes out. It's still Chandler Smith and Cole Custer, the fight for the lead. Exits turn two and heads for the backstretch.
Here they come now. It's Chandler Smith and Cole Custer, one and two, and they've got more lap traffic. Sammy Smith is ahead. Leland Honeyman, Jeff Burton, all ahead of the race leaders.
Chandler Smith running off the wall. Cole Custer running against the wall as they exit four. Separation to car length, 67 to go. Let's follow this battle for the lead.
Custer's been able to get close, but he's not been able to make a move on Chandler Smith. Let's see if the lap traffic will play a role here. They begin to make their way in on the Sammy Smith automobile.
Last time out of four, Chandler Smith's car was dancing around. He had to chase it up the racetrack. See what happens this time through. Chandler's going to enter turn three up against the safer barrier. Cole Custer right in his tire tracks, about a car length apart, and against Chandler's loose.
He is, and that's going to give up another car link. Cole Custer is there. They close in on another playoff driver, the wounded car of Sammy Smith.
You can add Chandler Smith's machine to a very long list of ill-handling race cars as we get late in the run. Here comes Custer. He's going to look to the inside, try to shoot the gap and go up the middle, but he hasn't got the momentum.
He'll back away and he'll follow Chandler up the backstretch as they bypass the left car of Sammy Smith. Again, Chandler Smith, top of the racetrack. Cole Custer goes even higher. Here's Smith. He'll pull his car down towards the bottom of the racetrack.
65 laps to go. Cole Custer is there. Chandler Smith has got the lead. Custer wants it. They are literally nose to tail heading back to turn one.
Full head of steam for the general as he follows in the tire tracks of Chandler Smith. Smith by less than a car length over Cole Custer. More lap traffic. Get ahead off turn two.
Leland Honeyman will be bypassed by the two that we're talking about. Jeb Burton about to be bypassed as well. Smith, Custer back to the top of the racetrack with Connor Zilich clipping the wall in three this time.
But he keeps his foot in the gas. Zilich does. They continue to race hard for the top spot off turn number four. Around Jeb Burton, Chandler Smith with the lead. Cole Custer is right there.
Custer looking for some daylight, but he's got Burton to his left elbow. He can do nothing but continue to follow in the tire tracks of Chandler Smith. Now he'll jump to the bottom. Low line move off two as he looks for the lead on the backstretch.
Cole Custer's looking to the inside on the back straightaway, not finding the room he needs. He's going to drive it deep into three. Smith is going to take the car to the top of the racetrack. Side by side, here comes Cole Custer to the bottom of the racetrack.
Cole Custer on the inside. Chandler Smith loose off him, turn number four, and the battle for the lead is over. Give it to Cole Custer. Chandler Smith had to chase it, Dave, and he chased it back to second spot.
The briefest double clutch was all it took for Cole Custer to slide to the bottom, take the lead, and now with the lead in hand, he begins to pull away.
And within the last five laps, Chandler Smith's race car and the handling of it has turned to evil. That car on corner entry is sideways. It's sideways in front of me in the middle of the corner. It is a handful for that young man right now.
He's one of those drivers that would love an opportunity to get to the pit lane. We continue under the green flag. We're in our longest green flag run of the entire race at 42 laps and counting. Now let's pick up a good fight for position in turns three and four. This is 90. 9th and 10th, Jeff, Riley Herbst and Parker Kligerman.
Riley Herbst off of turn number 4 with the spot. Parker trying to take it away as they come across the start-finish line. They head back to turn number 1. It's Riley in front of Parker.
Kligerman working him hard, trying to take that spot away. Corey Heim is right behind them on fresher tires after getting into the wall a few laps ago.
Last time through, Parker Kligerman was practically pushing Riley Herbst to the apex of the corner, but he's not been able to get by. Here comes the Heim car with those fresher tires, although Corey sideways now in the bottom of the racetrack.
There's a car that's really on the brakes trying to come to the pit lane. Corey Heim had to stand on the brakes himself to prevent an accident. He'll lose a ton of ground for this ongoing battle that is in front of him, but not on the same lap. It's Cole Custer, however, up front by 8 tenths of a second over Chandler Smith second, Connor Zillich third, Sheldon Creed fourth, and Austin Hill fifth.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with GEICO, we hired a scary movie victim.
Oh no, a tree fell on my car, and there's only one thing to do. Trip over my own feet and pull myself across the lawn while yelling help at a barely audible volume.
Sorry to interrupt, but you filed a claim with GEICO, so you've got a designated claims team to help you.
This GEICO sounds suspiciously reassuring. Are you sure I don't end up getting surprised with an unexpected twist?
Just that your GEICO team will always be there to keep you updated.
No!
What is it?
Oh, nothing. I just didn't see that coming.
GEICO. Great service without all the drama.
Relive the thrills of over 50 years of NASCAR racing with the Motor Racing Network's Classic Race.
36th Annual Southern 500. They come down to the start-finish line. Bill Elliott and David Pearson get down.
We dig into the MRN audio vault for unforgettable races and moments.
Dale Jarrett's got the lead. Earnhardt's not going to get him. Dale Jarrett is going to win the Daytona 500.
Available on MRN.com and podcast platforms.
Fallon Kulwicki out of turn number 4. For the new Winston Cup champion. He does it across the line.
MRN Classic Races.
Back at Kansas Speedway, more green flag pit stops happening in front of Steve Post.
Yeah, Sam Mayer brings his car into the attention of the crew. Pretty happy with that automobile. Going to be four tires. Sunoco Racing Fuel, minor chassis adjustment. Austin Hill was in the last lap. Here's A.J. Allmendinger getting pit service. Riley